my initial thoughts about the touch tour was that it was very useful in helping me understand the space, understand where everything is. And usually when I go into a theater, I won't know how big the space is. I wouldn't know the dimensions. I wouldn't know how the stage looks. But because of the touch tour, because of how it was presented, in that sense, they give us the small model of the stage, of the props, and they use small little icons like the pyramids to represent certain things. I could sort of gauge where everything is and paint a mental picture for myself. And because there was someone speaking all the way through, and throughout each stage set, for example, a ladder, they'll go up the ladder and then they'll speak. So I know how it sounds like from up there. I know where they are. And there wasn't a part of the performance that I was confused, which I was very thankful for. And I felt that it was a very great idea, because some of them did the touch tour blindfolded. It was an option given to us. And I felt that, you know how we always say inclusive society, it's nice that it's not us being included into their world, but it's like we are introducing a new world to them. I think it was a very thought-provoking piece, and it was generally really enjoyable because the audio descriptions were so helpful in telling us the setting. So I didn't have to figure out where exactly they were. I didn't have to see the costumes, because I really wouldn't know. But because they told us the setting and all those things, it was easy to follow. I could concentrate on the content and not trying to figure something out. And why I say thought-provoking is because many questions were brought up. Like, for me, I would think, as a person with disabilities, do I really want to be in the mainstream school? Do I want to be in a mainstream school? And also, I mean, I was in a mainstream school, and there are a lot of hardships, there are a lot of challenges that we face inside. There are things like, you know, my friends not understanding how slow I need to take things sometimes. But I guess then I think back to my brother also. My brother is autistic and he can't speak, so he's in a special school. In cases like this, can he still go to a mainstream school? Because it's obvious he won't cope. And I mean, it's a great initiative that they want schools to be more inclusive. And I think the main point is that special schools should still be under MOE. But because the content was written in a way, like at the end, the boy was saying he wanted to be in the same school as his sister. While I think that's understandable, I also think sometimes we need to think practically about things. It spurred some conversation within the audience, and once the curtain call was over, everyone was just so excited to talk about it. I could hear everyone around me whispering. There was this thing about, do SPED teachers have prior training before, and is that really necessary? So there are many questions that came up, and I think it's a very good starting point for inclusive theatre or theatre for the community. I guess I believe that community theatre shouldn't take a stand, but it should start a conversation. It should start dialogues between different communities, and because of that, we can understand each other. There was this other heartwarming scene that the SPED teacher was trying to calm one of the students down, and she was singing a song because she didn't know what else to do, you know. And it brought me back to my brother, because my brother does that too. He sometimes cannot control his emotions and his temper, and he starts to hurt himself, And it really hurts me and my mom because we don't know what to do. It gets really challenging lah. If we stop him, he will hurt us. He might scratch us. That's the last thing we want. There's sometimes we shout and scream at him to stop. We try different ways, but it just doesn't seem to work. I can relate to that distress and the heartache. Because in the end, the boy was kind of, someone had to hold him down. And that just made me think, is that how we have to do things? Is that the only way? Yes, I think it is, but it still hurts. Because things like when my mom brings my brother to the playground, it's an open space for children to play. It's a playground. But other parents will be shielding their child and saying things like, no, 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 don't go near him, things like that. But my brother is normal. He's just a bit more hyper. So, and it brought up the question of what is really normal in today's society. Do we really have to see things as spat and mainstream? Or, you know, to me, it's as simple as a kid needing tuition. They just need more time and effort to succeed. So why are they called special education kids? Why can't they be, I guess, classified in the same realm? You know, I get why it has to be, because kids need to be in different classes to better learn. As in, the teachers will cater to their needs better if they are separated. And yet, when it comes to playgrounds, when it comes to play and not education, common spaces that we interact in, Singapore is still quite close-minded. Yeah, so I thought, although the content was very thought-provoking, it made me feel really uncomfortable watching sometimes, but it was a good uncomfortable, like I think it was supposed to make me feel that way. Yeah, and like I said, I really liked that everyone had a choice whether they wanted the audio and visuals, the audio description sets.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, they get a chance to experience what it's like. My friend was with me, she really felt it was so interesting to have one. And even for me, that was the first time I ever had a earpiece to go into a show. And it really helped.
So it's usually a friend who's the one who describes this.
I don't ask for description because I always felt it was interesting to guess for myself and find out. But then this time after watching, I felt the ease of it, to get everything so easy, you know. Things were just given to me, the setting, everything that they were doing. I didn't need to guess and ponder over things when the next scene went on. And I could get the play as everyone else would, every other audience. I wouldn't be slower. It was really nice. And plus, the other reason why I wouldn't ask my friend for help is because I want her to be able to watch the show. I don't want her to describe it to me. And it may disrupt the other audience as well. I don't want. It's going to benefit the mainstream people, I guess, because it educates them about us. Some people go through life not knowing that there are people who are blind or deaf. I won't say most, but I would say that our society is quite backward today. And because of that, there's this kind of emotional distance from things. We are not being able, we are not understanding or empathizing.
Sensitive.
Yeah, empathizing enough with the people around us. But if they are being exposed to these things from young, then maybe we'll know how to better interact with each other.
Yeah.
And also for us disabled people, I loved my time in my mainstream school. I mean, although I had a lot of challenges, but it taught me a lot. And because over there, I'm not babied at all. I'm on my own. I learn things. I learn how to be independent. It's like being thrown into the sea and you have to survive. So, and I think there's value in that as well. I think it's really what every child can handle. It's up to the parents what they want the child to go through. But I don't think that should be a rule on it or a law imposed. It has to be this. But I do agree that special schools are very expensive because they are mostly private schools. Or the government schools are just, they just have such long waiting lists that can't get in. My brother has been on the waiting list for 2 years for one of the schools and he still hasn't gotten in yet. And plus, if he actually got into the government school, that is 2 to 3 hours of learning per week, which is not enough.
Mm.
You have speech therapy and occupational therapy, and then you have 2 to 3 hours of class.
Mm.
And compared to a private school, for his school, it's from 9 to 3 every day, which is definitely much more, he's learning much more than he will be at a government school.
Mm.
So I feel that, I definitely feel that the government can do more about this, can be funding more spec schools, and not the ones, not just the ones that teach the syllabus here.
What did you think about the puppetry?
I felt like it provided a very light and humorous atmosphere for the performance. It was really nice to watch, it was funny, it was cute. I felt like some of the parts were quite short and I wanted to see more of it.
Mm.
Other than that, I thought it was really quite nice because for such a serious topic, sometimes you need just some relief. Mm. And that puppetry elements provided that.
Mm. Mm, okay.
It was a touch and go kind of thing. The puppets were never repeated, or mainly. But there was another one that was the child at the conference. There was this really, really big puppet built with backpacks. That I thought was very effective because when they drop the puppet to signify them dropping the child, because you could hear the impact it made. Yeah, it made a significant change in my
emotional state.
I felt that the play really educates people and it includes others, it brings others into our world.
Mm.
It shows others about what it's like to be this way.
Mm.
And it's not in a charity way where you know, we are telling you a soft story. Oh, that was the one thing that I didn't like about. It touched more on what we couldn't do, what troubles we gave the teachers. It's more about the teachers than about us. It's a lot about how the inconveniences the teachers face when it comes to us. But it didn't really show much about how even though we have these situations, most of us find a way out. That didn't really put us in an empowering light.
Mm.
I felt that the visual aids, the touch tour, all these things helped us feel included, and it helped them, as in the mainstream people, know more about us.
Mm.
But because the play was like written this way, and it was performed this way. As a person with disability, I look at it and I wonder whether is it helping me or not when I'm advocating for disability rights.
So what would have made it better?
One victory story.
Mm.
And that was
of a teacher or of a student.
Both. I mean, if the student has a victory story, then the teacher is considered successful also, right? That was one story, but it was a very short one. It was simple. She didn't even know where she lived, but she ended up reciting her address and knowing how to spell it. A small victory, but what about those that achieved more? I think that could have made a very big difference to the school. I really really hope that if we continue with this, then they can give perspective, shed some light of how the children think, how the students, how they go through
in the SPED system.
Yeah.